Hey, sports fans, welcome to a very special edition of the Cavalier Sports Report radio edition. I am joined here with my good friend and the managing editor of the Campus Ledger, my good friend Cade Webb. Cade, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean. Let's talk some World Series baseball. How about it?
Man, let's do it. So what do you got?
So let's the pitching lineups were released today, or yesterday, I guess. And it's pretty interesting. We hear a lot about that daunting Mets pitching staff.
Yes.
We hear that it's one of the better pitching staffs in World Series history.
Yep.
And that's a daunting task for Royals hitting. But game one tonight, we've got Edinson Volquez going against Matt Harvey. And I like that matchup for us tonight because I think that Matt Harvey, he's got the highest ERA out of these four starters, four big starters for the Mets. He really relies on that fastball, much like these other Mets hitters do. And I think that with this being game one and everybody's jacked up, I think we're going to come out swinging the bats, come out jacked up. And I think that you'll see Volquez pick up where he left off in game one of last series, game five. He's really been performing well. So let's preview the pitching matchups for the next few games. Game one, obviously, Volquez, Matt Harvey. Then you got game two, which is Cueto and Jacob DeGrom. That's going to be a big matchup for the Royals.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. The real key with any of these series is going to be game one and game two are going to set the tone for the whole thing. What we saw this morning, or what I heard this morning, coming in really reminded me that you remember how last year the Royals rolled Baltimore and Anaheim.
Absolutely.
Rolled them. And that's pretty much what the Mets have done this year. That's what they did to LA, and that's what they did to Chicago. And then where did our postseason start taking a turn last year? Game one of the World Series.
Yep.
Game one of the World Series, we found out, we've hit a team now that's not intimidated. If we go out there and we show that Matt Harvey can be beaten, because he hasn't been beaten in the postseason yet, and we show that Edinson Volquez is not intimidated by that lineup, then we set the tone. And then Cueto, if we get good Cueto in game two, ideally going for a 2-0 start as opposed to getting us back to 1-1, then we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think tonight is the one that you really are going to have to win. I think this isn't a must win, obviously, because it's game one of the World Series.
Exactly.
But you don't know what you're going to get out of Johnny Cueto in game two.
No, you don't.
And I think Volquez is our ace right now. Him and Yordano Ventura have really separated themselves, but Volquez has really brought some nasty stuff to the table the last few times he's been out. And I think tonight, if you can win game one, you're really going to set the tone. And I think you set the table for good Johnny Cueto tomorrow. Johnny Cueto's going to be at home. He's going to be comfortable. And you know what that means for Cueto. He's going to be shimmying and throwing that nasty cutter. And I think it all starts tonight. So going forward, you've got Yordano Ventura against Noah Syndergaard in game three and Chris Young taking on Stephen Matz in game four. But really, these pitching matchups, I try to take the Royals' glasses off. I try to look at this objectively. And yes, the Mets have a great pitching staff. But I just can't help the feeling that you're going to see something special out of this Royals offense, especially going against a team that a Mets team that has thrown 81% of their fastballs over 95 miles an hour. Royals feast.
They feast on the fastball. Yep.
And I don't know. I just have a really good feeling about that.
Well, you know, the real key to all of this is we stack up pitching. You know, we always stack up pitching matchups as if these are prize fighters who are going to go in the ring and duke it out. When truth is Syndergaard and Ventura and DeGrom and Cueto, these guys are never going to be on the field at the same time. The truth is that it's really Syndergaard versus Haas and Moustakas and Perez and the rest of the lineup. And it's going to be those guys every night, and it's going to be our pitchers versus their hitters. So our guys feast on fastballs. Now, their hitters are pretty stinking good, too. So it's really going to be who's executing and who's going to be able to get it done. But it's baseball. It's baseball. It's all about
you
execution.
You never know what's going to happen.
But it's all about who's executing when it comes time to execute. And, you know, the Royals are as much as anybody, you can't really take experience as a key factor, but the Royals are bringing more experience into it. They've been there. They know that we can go to game seven and still win this. And so I think that it's going to be, a good series.
Absolutely. One thing that I thought was interesting, obviously the Royals are back to the World Series. This is, they've got that experience. You kind of touched on that. I do think experience will help this Royals team, going forward in this series. The 2011 Rangers are the only team to lose the World Series after losing the World Series the previous year, since the expansion. So that's six teams. Five of them have won the World Series after their first shot.
Yeah.
So the experience does matter, in my opinion. But let's move on. Sean, give me your key player for Kansas City. Who, if the Royals want to win the series, who's going to need to step up the biggest?
You know, if you take away the guys who have been stepping up, and it's a guy that needs to step up, I think for them to be successful, because, I mean, the guys that have to continue to step up, I mean, Hosmer has to continue. So assuming that Hosmer and Perez and even Rios and Morales and Escobar, of course, and Kane, you know, the big five, mm-hmm. the big six, Alex Gordon has got to get it going. I'm not going to say I've been disappointed, because, I mean, he's Alex Gordon, and he's a fan favorite, and he's a favorite around my house. But I feel like Alex Gordon there's something special waiting to happen. I want to see it happen in the World Series while he's in a Royals uniform.
Yeah, I agree. 6'10 said something very interesting to me. Alex Gordon may be playing for a Royals contract. You've got Ben Zobrist, who's also needing a contract. You've got these two guys where Zobrist, in my opinion, has been far and away more impressive than Alex Gordon, at least in the postseason. I know that Gordon is the fan favorite, and I would hate to see him go, but Gordon's going to be garnered for $100 million next year. I mean, he's going to be getting up there in terms of contract, and can the Royals afford that? I don't think so. But my key player, you may slap me over the head for this one. I think it's Alex Rios, and I'll tell you why. The National League, when you get to Game 3 and you're in that National League park, you're going to get to 7, 8, and 9, and you're going to have Gordon, Rios, and your pitcher. Gordon has not been hitting the ball well.
Right.
We've seen that. And if that 7-8-9 turns into three guaranteed outs, which it very well could, I know Alex Rios is swinging a really hot bat, but you're going to need some offense to break up that stagnancy that you're going to probably end up seeing with Alex Gordon in the 7th spot, Alex Rios in the 8th spot, and your pitcher in the 9th spot. Now, that's not a problem in games 1 and 2, but if you want to win a few games in New York, that's going to be a big deal. And since you've got at least two in New York, I think Alex Rios is my key to this series.
Well, and I would actually put Rios in my original, like, stay hot. Rios has been definitely he's definitely been pulling himself back up in the into the range of, like, okay, now I get it why the guy's here, because for a lot of the season it was just why is he out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Every day? But this postseason he has really put himself out there and done a great job.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So let's move on to the New York Mets side. Give me your key player for the Mets. I know mine. I think it's fairly obvious. But if you had to pick one guy for the New York Mets, who would it be?
You know, I think that the spark for that whole team that kicked him off was Yoenis Cespedes. They brought him in and to go with that pretty formidable pitching staff, and he didn't single-handedly do it, but he definitely was a catalyst for that offense. And so, I mean, that's the guy. If you can contain Cespedes, I think you can contain the rest of it, because Murphy hitting home runs is not
it's not gonna
problem.
Last
that's not your problem.
No, I absolutely agree. I will tell you, Daniel Murphy is my key player for the New York Mets. If I'm a New York Mets fan, Daniel Murphy has to be the guy this series. Cespedes, he's going to get his. I know he's been the catalyst. He's the reason that they're in this spot, in my opinion. I know they got that pitching staff, but he is the catalyst. Daniel Murphy has had a historic postseason with six home runs in the first two series. I just can't imagine that continuing. It might, and he may set a record for the most home runs in a postseason. But if I'm the New York Mets, if I'm a New York Mets fan, I'm worried that Daniel Murphy, he's had a week off. Does he lose that heat? Does he lose that hot bat that he's been swinging? And if he does, that's a lot of the Mets production gone.
Yeah, he pretty much single-handedly took the Cubs out of that series the last two games. Cubs didn't – well, it's arguable that the Cubs took themselves out of that series the last two games with just bad defense. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't argue that Murphy's not a key player, certainly, but I really just don't think that if you can contain Cespedes and – I mean, top to bottom, their lineup's pretty good. I think the Royals is better – but I don't think that Daniel Murphy getting in there and hitting a couple of home runs, hitting a couple of solo shots here and there, even if he carries that record, even if he ends up being the guy who hits, I mean, I don't care if he hits a home run in every single game. He can set all the records he wants. Every home run he hits still only counts for one if we're containing everybody else.
I totally agree, and I see what you're saying there. So give me... if you can think of one, give me your one key to the series that the Royals have to do in order to win this series. I can give you mine. I'll start you off.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's got to be starting fast. You've got to jump on these guys early. I think it's fairly obvious. I mean, Matt Harvey, Jake DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, Steven Matz. If you let them get through three innings scoreless with one hit, two hits, these guys are going to get in a groove, and we're going to see three Madison Bumgarners. I mean, you really might. And I think this lineup is good enough, and I think they're more experienced enough. And this is a completely different team than the San Francisco Giants that we faced last year. But you have to start fast. And the Royals have done a really good job of that this season, especially this postseason. But getting off to a quick start, knocking these guys around for a few runs in the first and second inning, that's going to be the key, because I think our pitching staff and I think the defense that the Royals have is good enough to contain the Mets offense.
Okay, I'll go the exact opposite then, because as much as I actually think you're completely right, I think it's a yin and a yang thing, because I think that what's going to have to happen is a level of extreme patience. Because these guys who are hard throwers, their first few innings are typically going to be their best. It's those guys that are the finesse pitchers that the first few innings are the ones that you typically can slap them around, because they haven't quite found that spot yet. They haven't found that zone. They haven't settled in. The hard throwers are the ones that are all over the plate. You might be able to get some walks. You might be able, you know, they might have struggled to find the zone, but those are typically the ones that you come out and you start swinging out of your shoes on. So that's where guys struggle a lot. But I think with some good patience at the plate, and then later when those guys start tiring, because, you know, going out and throwing, you know, if you work them and you run their pitch counts up, which the Royals certainly have the capability of doing that, then, you know, you have the ability to get into their bullpen, or at the very least get them tired. And suddenly that slider doesn't have the bite. We see that with our pitchers. And that, you know, it doesn't have the sink, it doesn't have the bite. And you just, you know, you're able to get some hits, get something hard off the bat, and then, you know, make some stuff happen. So I think patience is going to be the key for the hitters. Don't go out there trying to hit a 7-run home run every time you come up. I mean, Escobar is going to swing at the first pitch no matter what, but that's
I'd like him to
be expected.
And I absolutely agree with that. And I think that's the struggles we've seen with Johnny Cueto, is getting knocked around early. He's that finesse pitcher. He's going to shimmy you and shake you and gets knocked around early and gets rattled. So let's wrap it up here with your – give me your game one prediction for tonight. What do you think? You got Volquez versus Matt Harvey.
You know what? My game one hope, maybe less than a prediction – but my game one hope is that they are able to start early, that we are able to, that maybe the situation is a little bigger than Matt Harvey than he's ready for, that the state is a little bigger than he's ready for, and that we're able to get to him in the first or second inning, get some guys on base, and make it difficult for him, and that that Volquez is able to hold their offense to nothing. I mean, if we go a few innings scoreless with these guys, then I think it's pretty well in the bag. They jumped out to an early lead in every game against the Cubs, so they're used to jumping out to an early lead and then coasting. And I think if we can show that you're not going to jump out to an early lead on us, in fact, if we are able to jump out even to a 1-0 lead in the first few innings, I think we're going to see the Mets start to. I don't think they have the resiliency that the Royals have. So that's my thought.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I think that, I mean, again, it's starting fast. It's knocking them around. You're absolutely right. A lot of people don't think about the fact that the Mets were scoring one or two runs in the first or second inning and then coasting and getting that insurance run later in the game. They weren't blowing the Cubs out. Aside from that game four, that 8-3 win, it was 3-1, 4-0.
Yep.
So they're not toasting on offense. They're not smoking hot. They're not going to hit the ball out of the yard like the Toronto Blue Jays.
No.
And I think that plays into the Royals' favor a little bit more. Tonight, I expect a Royals win. I really do. Volquez versus Matt Harvey, I think that the stage is going to be too big for Matt Harvey. He's got the highest ERA out of these Mets starters. And I think you're going to see the Royals' offense come out fired up. This crowd's going to be juiced. I mean, Kauffman Stadium, World Series, Game 1. You've got a chance to set the tone for the entire series tonight. And I think the Royals take advantage. Tonight, I expect the Royals to win by at least 3 runs. I think the bats are going to be hot tonight.
I hope you're right. All right, so Royals, Game 1 of the World Series against the New York Mets, Kauffman Stadium, first pitch, 7:07 Central on Fox. So that is it for today's special edition of the Cavalier Sports Report. Kate, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right, so I'm Sean Simpson, and this has been your Cavalier Sports Report.